And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Around the Corner. I'll tell you a story that happened to me in Acapulco, Mexico, really true. Around the Corner. And the next segment will be Driving Around the Bend. See that similarity there? Driving Around the Bend. Have you ever heard me say a bad DDD? Well, I'm saying that now, and then we're going to close it out with, don't you know who my dad is?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And I mean prevailing. Politics have been removed. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Like me telling you my dog likes to go somewhere else as opposed to our house. Spiritual observations. That person doesn't seem very spiritual. And my life's insanities. Oh, I can talk to you about anything over the last 55 years. And oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-247-3866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. I was doing a webcam on my dog. My dog is already in trouble at the doggy hotel. I guess they've had to put him to the side because he gets a little excited. He's not like me at all. Totally like his mom, who gets really excited about things. So I'm just kind of giving you an update for those that were interested. Let's get into our DDD discussion called Round the Corner. And this has to do with things that we are coming into. Things that we are going to be coming into in our lives. And so it has a pretty broad application, although I'm going to take it out of a specific text. And in context, this is not what the portion is about, but I'm using it as a launching pad. As long as you know what's going on, it makes a big difference. It comes out of Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 through 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders." So the Lord has requested from Moses and the people of Israel that they gather together representatives of the tribe and they go and see the promised land. Let's have that moment of reality. From a historical point of view, this ain't you. From a future point of view, this is you, in the sense that for us, the promised land is heaven, the new earth, and eternity with God. So there's, you know, there's a definite application. But there are what we call the dynamic application principle, which is called the DAP, And the DAP means that sometimes when you're in Scripture, not all the time and not with everything, but sometimes when you're in Scripture, there is something that you will read and see that is applicable to personalized situations. It does not give you a license to be extra biblical. It's quite simply this, that the children of Israel were told there's a new land coming. There's something new, and God wanted them to check it out. And for many of us, there is something that God has in mind that we might term as something new or different or even at a different level of things. Now, when we say that, I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Our new land might be new locations. Maybe you're like my wife and I who go from apartment to apartment because we just can't, after a year or two, we're like, okay, next. I don't know. Who knows why? Maybe because we're strangers and pilgrims here. Maybe because we don't like the view after a year. I don't know. Some people will encounter new faces, which will bring about new relationships, new encounters. There'll be people that you've never met in your lifetime. You will come across these people, and you will engage in a capacity you've never done before. That's a very much in dynamic application principle, the way that connects. Maybe some of you are looking at a new profession. Maybe you have been in one profession and now you want to take that to another level. Or maybe you're in a particular profession and you want to go into something completely different. I was just talking with somebody, was it this morning or yesterday? No, I think it was yesterday. And somebody that was in one particular field came across in a part-time capacity a different field. And after they were involved in this different area of work, they decided they like that a lot more and they want to make that their passion and pursuit. There's nothing wrong with it. It's great. That's fantastic. So for that person, their new land might be gearing their lives towards making that what they do for the majority of their life. There's nothing wrong with that. It's great. For some of us, what we really needed, that new land, really needs to be a closer walk. A closer walk with the Lord. I mean, this is, you know, don't sit there and tell me, well, I got to wait till January 1st. Because January 1st is the reset button for everybody. You know what the reset button is right now? You know what the reset button is right now? You know when the reset button is? Right now. Don't give me that. I amaze myself in my own stupidity. I'm going to start my diet, but I'll start it on Monday so I can get that good weekend. Okay, you're either going to start the thing or not. Yes or no? Maybe in your up-and-coming encounters, maybe there's a divine appointment for you that will be life-changing for you or the person that you encounter. Maybe it's kingdom work. Maybe it's time now, and it's 2017. It's time to do ministry at a different level. Maybe that's what it is. Could be the realization of hopes. Could be the change of hope. You know, I pray for some people to be finding purpose, because there's way too many people that exist to pay rent. It's just not right. It's not the way life is supposed to be. You're not supposed to exist to pay your bills. I know. The older generation would say, well, that is so we can sustain generationally and keep going. Yeah, those days are kind of out. What we need to do is have purpose in what we're doing and value. Whatever it is, whatever that new land is, it's around the corner. It's around the corner. It's coming. And I'm just curious if you have a capacity to have, and we talked about this last week, a level of expectation for the new things that God may be doing, even in your midst. I'm telling you, if you're a person that thinks it's the same old, I'm absolutely going to tell you right now, God is not boring. His kingdom is not boring. So if you're in the boredom realm, you are disconnected somewhere. Revelation chapter 25, Revelation 21:5 says, behold, I am making all things new. God is not sitting there going, bored, bored. Petri dish time. Time to play with people's lives. He's doing stuff in people's lives all the time. Miracles all over the world. If we're in a boredom stuck, we're on flypaper kind of situation, it's us. It's not God. It's us. It's so hard to acknowledge sometimes, but it is. And the Lord was telling Israel, look, we got a new land. We're going to be changing the system. Things are going to go different. And the Lord was telling people, you know, we were doing this manna thing for a while. And, you know, that was, you know, like they were. But in this process, by the way, for Israel, this is before they blew it big time. But I'm just saying the Lord wanted to change things and change it up. But what happened, you know, well, what happened is they brought a bad report back. 10 of the people brought a bad report back. Caleb and Joshua were faithful in their report. They saw the new land with faith. The other 10 people saw the new land with fear. And they blew it. No, you can't get out of that. They refused to see God's activity with faith, and they blew it. And it got so bad, and the complaining got so bad, and the discontentment got so bad, and the disgruntled got so bad that God said, you're not going in, period. The next generation will go. You're just too thankless. Ooh. You think, well, that was for them, yeah? But it's in Holy Writ for you. It's not in the Bible for them. It was happening to them. It's in the Bible for you and for me and for all of us. So there is this proper attitude towards the things that are up and coming. And if you are stuck and nothing ever changes, you're stuck. God's not stuck. Kingdom of God's not stuck. The Holy Spirit's not stuck. Jesus Christ is not stuck. You are. So, as we look at this, I am going to challenge you in this next segment to perceive and see the future the way that God wants you to see and to see the new land the way it should be seen. And we're going to go into that when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call E.C.O.L.A. Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
E.C.O.L.A., powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. When I read how psychiatrists instruct people about overcoming depression and the problems of life, I'm reminded of the inability of human wisdom to produce righteous living. One psychologist even suggested that cultivating a meaningful spiritual philosophy could help you as long as it didn't refer to sin and guilt. Well, that kind of advice will never help because it ignores the truth of God's Word. If you seek godly wisdom, like David, you must acknowledge that the judgments of the Lord are true and they produce comprehensive righteousness. True righteousness comes from God's Word and the power of God's Spirit. That's what has to happen to change your life. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as a portrait of grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is an excellent way to go about that. Do not forget, please, KPRZ Facebook. You go to Facebook and type in KPRZ, then you'll see the 1210. And what will happen is if you click on there and go to our Facebook page, you will see inspirational little pictures and scriptures and different events that are going on and things that will attempt in the best ability they can to uplift you and strengthen you. That's so much better than going to a Facebook page and having somebody tell you you're a horrible, existent being, blah, 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 blah. You're a racist. You're this. You're a sexist. It's misogynism. It's this. It's this. Like, oh my goodness, can you people all just sit down and be quiet? No wonder I like impractical jokers more than news. I can't say that. Oh, well, here we go. We're going to get into our next segment. We're talking about around the corner, understanding that there is new territory for us. No matter where you're at in your walk, there is new territory for you. There are new faces, new professions, a closer walk, divine appointments, kingdom work, realization of hopes, finding purpose, whatever it is that God has in mind. There are things that God has in mind, culminating in this fantastic communion with God that will take place on streets of gold, and that we're, I mean, just the new heavens description in Revelation, which, by the way, has a wall, has pearls and different jewelry, and it's going to be fantastic. But between now and then, there are a lot of new lands that we're going to encounter. So there is a way to approach it, and it is a healthy way and a proper way, and there is a way not to approach it. We understand that the spies who spied out the land for Israel, that Caleb and Joshua gave a good report, that was the right way, and then the other 10 spies gave a bad report, that was the wrong way, and God was so angry with the generation, he didn't let that generation go into the promised land. That just tells you, depending on how you face things, can have a big impact on whether or not we're insulting God by how we deal with that. That's kind of a big, big deal. In Numbers 13, 26 and 27, it says, they came back to Moses and Aaron, the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran, and they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. In other words, when they first saw it, they know, oh, this territory, this is good. The future is good. Some good things are going on. This is some really cool stuff. Now, Jeremiah 29:11, which is typically taken out of context, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." It is in its overall context is towards the children of Israel, but there is, again, the DAP, dynamic application principle in biblical hermeneutics, which says, you know, there is a future for you. Scripture in the Old and New Testament says so, and it's good. The future is good because God is good, and God is the future for you and I. Okay. What we don't often remember about the good things is that there are obstacles that always come with that. Have you noticed that when you have an encounter, a ministry, a mission, that there are things that you sometimes have to overcome? Verse 28 and 29, "But the people who live there are powerful. The cities are fortified and very large. We saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in Negev, Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill countries, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan." In other words, they're like, wow, there's obstacle after obstacle. You know what? There are obstacles. I'm not sure why people are surprised that there are obstacles that we face. What is the weird part about that? Jesus faced tons of obstacles. He was in the perfect will of the Father, wasn't he? Wasn't Jesus in the perfect will of the Father? Yet he faced obstacle after obstacle. They tried to kill him. They were going to push him over a cliff, right? They were going to pick up stones and hurl them at him. I mean, just look at all the stuff that happened to Jesus. Those were obstacles. He had to be more stealth when he approached things. He couldn't be as out in the open as one would anticipate. Just think about that. That was obstacles. Because even if you're in the middle of the plan of God and you're doing a great job and everything's hunky-dory, everything's not always hunky-dory. In fact, I don't even know what hunky-dory is. Here's what I do know. There are things that you have to encounter. And there is a way to approach him. And we've talked about this. This isn't the first time we've talked about this text. We know there's going to be obstacles, and we know there's a plan, and we know that to get to that plan, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be potholes, or there's going to be speed bumps, or there's going to be detours, whatever it is, whatever the analogy is you want to use, that's fine. It comes down to two single directions or paths that we take. And we are going to have to participate in which one we pick. I know that we want to just not have any responsibility because Adam and Eve demonstrated that in our nature in the garden. When Adam got caught, he said, "She did it." When God asked Eve, she said, "The snake did it." Nobody wants to take responsibility. Who wants to do that? But guess what? You're going to have to own it. You're going to have to make a decision. And what is that decision? You're going to have to decide whether you're going to face your future with confidence or with fear. Just pick. It's not, you know, you're going to have to choose. David said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." What is that? That is a decision not to. So we are going to face our future with confidence or with fear. That doesn't mean your future won't change. I'm just saying when you encounter it, you have to decide how you're going to encounter it. Are you going to give in to the fear, or are you going to approach it with confidence? That is a decision you will make. You will make that in deciding whether or not you think that which God has ahead for you is something intended to wound you and scar you and destroy you, or something that is designed to make you more Christ-like and draw closer to him. I don't know. You're going to have to choose. I'm going to have to choose. And I'm not just talking about one incident. I'm talking about how we live our lives. Tomorrow is going to come for 99.9999999% of you. Some of you may get called home between now and then. Here's the question. How are you going to face tomorrow? With confidence or in fear? With a sense of foreboding and this maybe a dark sense, like a dark cloud, Or are you going to look at tomorrow as in the palm of God and you're walking in that palm with him? I mean, you're in that with him. How are you going to process what happens? That is a big, big decision that you and I have to make every single day. This day is going to be with God, and I'm going to walk with him, and his will is going to be done, or this day is going to blast me into smithereens, and I'm going to barely survive, and I hope I get through this. Pick. I have to pick, you have to pick. Every day, in every circumstance, is the new land good or are the obstacles bigger? Ooh. Well, we're going to have to look at that and we're going to examine that through the eyes of Scripture when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Spiritual growth occurs when faith is cultivated.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. Each of us is an original from God's hand. There are no self-made men or women. No one has ever become talented, buffed, or bright all by himself or herself. God made each of us all by himself. He thought of us and formed us out of his unspeakable love. God made your body, mind, and soul, and he isn't done with you. He's still making you. His single-minded purpose is our maturity. Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." God is making you braver, stronger, purer, more peaceful, more loving, less selfish, the kind of person you've perhaps always wanted to be. As we read in Psalm 100, verse 5, God's unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. God has always loved you, forever goes both ways, and he will be faithful to you to the end. You've been given a love that lasts forever, and a God who will never give up on you. That's a good reason to have joy, and to come before him with joyful songs. If you can't carry a tune, just give him a shout out. Shout for joy to the Lord. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministry.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Every time you say you love me.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Checking the outside. I'm going to go with it's dark out. All right. Well, it's not dark out right now. It'll be dark out between 10 and 12. But, you know, there could be stars. There could be moon. You could have some light, or you could have a light on in your room or something like that. Let's get into it. We're talking about round the corner, talking about things that are coming round the corner. Guess what? I've got news for you. I'm going to give you a prophecy. Stuff is going to happen. That's right. I didn't say, yea, thus saith the Lord, but I coulda, because guess what? Stuff's going to happen. I don't know what stuff. New stuff. New locations, new faces, new professions, closer walk, divine appointments, kingdom work, realization of hopes, finding purpose, whatever. And while you're en route to those, stuff's going to happen. There is good that will come towards the end of it no matter what. That we know, because all things work together for good. And unless God doesn't know how to write, that's what he wrote. But in the process, there are always obstacles. Always obstacles. Therefore, because we know there's going to be obstacles, we need to just make some decisions. We need to be, you know, maybe a little bit better than we've been and just say, okay, look, we got to have to look at this in faith, or we're going to have to look at this in fear, and you're going to choose. Now, most people will not choose to look at something in fear, but will typically fall back into a fear defensive position because you don't understand what's going on, or I don't get it, and so then I'll kind of like revert. A lot of us do that. We need to do a little better job than that. But when we're encountering the reason that we will fall back in fear and not look at something with a confidence level is because we are disconnected from what the truth says and disconnected from the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe the book is true? Let's just stop all the rubbish and answer this question. Do you believe the book is true? Do you believe that God is going at some point through your circumstance to work it out for good? Yes or no? Don't give me this, just answer the question. I remember preaching in Flagstaff one time, and I've mentioned this before, and I had my study Bible, which I would never do anything bad to because it's my study Bible, all of my notes, and then I had this old torn-up Bible that nobody knew I'd kind of used up as a prop, and I said, you're going to believe the word or not? And I took the old Bible and threw it right down the middle of the aisle in the church. 200 people looking at a Bible going, flying pages going everywhere. And I just said, if you're not going to believe the book, then don't bring it with you. Dramatic? Yeah. For effect? Yeah. But true? Yes. And so we either believe it or we don't. We either walk with it or we don't. It's either true or it ain't. Well, if it's true, let's look at what Scripture tells us in regards to how we encounter things. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 37. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us and loved us and will love us. So then, do you face it with fear, with confidence? Well, if we're connected to Scripture and connected to the Lord, there should be a greater sense of confidence. Unfortunately, like I said, too many of us do the revert. We revert back into fear. Not healthy for us. It's not good. We have this mindset that something bad's going to come. We forget Luke 12:32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. God wants us connected with him. Does that mean everything is always going to look perfect? No. But even if you're going through a very difficult time, you can get past fear by believing that God's true to his word. I mean, I do want to say this, and this is something I've been waiting to say. I want to talk to you about a bad DDD, but it's not a bad devotional diamond of the day. It's just a bad DDD. This comes out of that same passage we were talking about earlier, Numbers 13. It says this, but the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. And all the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak, come from Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. These people that gave a bad report on the land that was coming from the Lord said this, we can't. That's what they said. Positive thinking, positive speaking. They were walking in the depth of doubt. We can't. Because here's where the DDD doesn't work. Doubt combined with discouragement creates disillusionment. Did you hear that? I'll say it again. Doubt combined with discouragement creates disillusionment. You know what they said about the land? They said, oh, the land, it devours those living in it. Well, I know, but they just walked through the land and they weren't devoured. Oops. But because they were doubting and because they were discouraged, they started to become disillusioned. And they were walking in a fake fear world. I've talked to people all the time that try to use faith for a non-existent mountain in their life. Do you ever try and use faith for a mountain that doesn't exist? Well, if I do this, this will happen. If I do this, this will happen. If I do this, this will happen. And you go through 900 scenarios that could be if be, ifs and buts, you know, that whole scenario, ifs and buts and candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. So the idea is to understand that it's really tough to use faith for a mountain that does not exist. And what happens is we'll take doubt, not you, but you and me, we'll take doubt and we'll combine it with discouragement and we lose our minds. We become grasshoppers. This is where grasshopper theology comes in. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. That'll kill you right there. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And scripture says clearly, according to your faith, so be it. And if you think you're a grasshopper, brother, hop away. You're a grasshopper. In other words, you really gravitate to those things that you tend to have faith in. If you think in your faith you're nothing but a grasshopper, you'll tend to walk that way. And that's doubt combining itself with discouragement and creating disillusionment. And my encouragement to you and my encouragement to me is we got to cut. That's the one bad DDD. Doubt, discouragement, disillusionment. That one we got to get rid of. That'll hurt us. The enemy will use it against us. It'll be something that brings us down. Look, there are things you're going to encounter. And there will be obstacles. But you know what? The Lord is with you. He loves you. He chose you. And through him, you can get through anything. That's good. That's not bad, is it? What's bad is when we get stuck in that disillusionment. We're like, oh, it'll never get better. It's the same thing. Blah, 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 blah. We got to stop. We got to do better. You just see the Lord would be present there looking at you going, stop that. It wouldn't even be nice. Oh, I feel really bad for you. It'd be like, stop it. Because we shouldn't be doing that. We got to get past that. And what we're going to do in closing this out is use the one piece of truth that if we walk in every single day can shatter disillusionment. All right, when we come back, we'll hit it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about tap insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
It happened again. Dialogue, discussion, and difference of opinion. My feelings were hurt at a holiday family gathering. I ran to the bathroom, locked the door behind me, buried my face in a bath towel and sobbed, "I will never attend a family function again." I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transformed Through Truth. I poured out my feelings to God that day. I was misunderstood and mocked, and suddenly I remembered my Bible study, Psalm 42, verse 5. "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." The sweet words of hope soothed my aching soul and calmed my broken heart. I forgave my offenders and asked God to bless them. After drying my face and fixing my makeup, I returned to the kitchen, and I even felt love and grace toward my offender. The help of God's presence remained a constant as I submitted to God's offer for me to trust him and hope in him regardless of how I felt. This was a sacrifice of joy. As I thanked God for the hurt, I felt a song of praise and feelings of joy and peace. My feeling of hope had returned because I chose to be confident in God and what he promised. 2 Corinthians 6, 4, and 10 reminds us, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, distresses, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, yet possessing everything. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for the example your Son, Jesus Christ, provides for us. He suffered with joy, yet had hope. Let me do the same with your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Shout out to Agent Squires helping us out this week. We greatly appreciate it. We've been discussing the reality that there is a future. Unless you hear a trumpet in the next minute, there is stuff that's going to happen in your life that will be new. And there will be new challenges, new opportunities, new divine appointments, new professions, maybe a closer walk, maybe a challenge for ministry, maybe a challenge for you to step into something you've never stepped into before. There are a couple of ways to approach it. Scripture makes that clear. We can look at the new land with this mindset that it is too much, too big, too powerful, even though the Lord is the one who's bringing us to it. And we can view that in that mindset of fear, or we can view that in the mindset of confidence. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 37 makes it quite clear what direction we should be approaching that in. We did discuss what happens when we go down the wrong path. We get into the wrong DDD, the doubt combining with discouragement, which creates disillusionment. That's where you start seeing things that aren't even there.
I'm like a grasshopper.
Like, stop that. Instead, we need to face these elements that come into our life with a sense of confidence and completeness that, one, the Lord knows what he's doing. That'd be novel to start there. And that, two, this is going to be good. You know, I will confess, as a person who's gone to sporting events, the score doesn't always come out the way I'm hoping, but it's still a cool experience. I mean, come on. It might not go the way I think it should go. Of course, I think I should win at everything, and my team should win at everything, and there should never be a loss. But then again, I'm a little off. Here is the reality. The reality is the way that you and I need to approach everything that's coming around the corner, everything that's coming around the bend, is very specific to Scripture. The way we should approach everything, every new piece of land, every new encounter, every new thing that we come through is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. This is how we should approach all of it. Seeing what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You want to know why scripturally we can face new land with confidence and not with fear? Simply this reason. Because you and I are children of the Most High God. Your dad is the creator and ruler of the universe. And he has lavished his love upon us to the level that we are entitled to be called the children of God. And John, in his writing, goes, and that is what we are. Well, then maybe we should walk like that. Maybe we should think like that. Maybe we should see like that. Maybe we should even talk like that. Maybe we should understand that whatever we're going to encounter, whatever we're going to see, whatever we're going to go through, while there will be obstacles between now and the end point, we are still children of the Most High God and kids of the King. And the King knows what he's doing, and you are a part of his family, and he is your dad. There are many things that I would let, as my children were growing, let my children go through, but I made sure as I could, as a parent, that the conclusion was good for them. If that's true of me, and I'm a loser, how much more true is that from God, who is a perfect parent? Again, that doesn't mean I understand everything God is doing, but there is a sense where I can trust him for the quality of who he is. And you've heard me say this before, trusting in the quality of God, because look, he didn't have to save you, but he did. He didn't have to choose you, but he did. And he didn't do it to ruin your life. That's the delusionment. He did it to help you and to bless you and to pour his love out upon you. So take all of it and look at it this way. We're going to encounter new stuff. And God's going to get us there. And in the process of getting there, we're going to face different obstacles, different trials, different potholes, different detours. But instead of getting stuck in doubt, instead of getting stuck in discouragement, and instead of getting stuck in disillusionment, how about we access truth that we are children of the Most High God, and our dad, who controls the universe and the multiverse, knows what he's doing. And because of that connection with our dad, we can face things with a greater sense of confidence and less fear. Perhaps we pick seeing things through God's eyes and not Satan's eyes. That might be a very novel approach into seeing the new land. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.